He's the head of the church, which is his body, who is the beginning of the firstborn from who? That in all things he might have what? Preeminence. He must have first place. But we put him so many places except first. And that's not right. But if you want the riches of God, put him first. Meditate in the word. Practice the word. Do what it says. Learn to hear the voice of God and obey your spirit. Be familiar with. Let me say it like this and close this. Let me say it just like this and close this. Practice this. Let the word be just, let the word become this real. It is as though God was sitting right there by me when I read it, and that's what he's saying to me. Don't reason around it. Don't try to reason out, well, he meant this. No, he meant exactly what he said. Every one of you should be filled with the Holy Ghost and talking in tongues. Because he don't mean that. He didn't mean that. What are you doing? Bring all your tithes into the storehouse and prove me now. Here we're sitting. And we reason around that. No, he didn't mean that. You know, on the new covenant, we're supposed to get beyond tithe. Because he said he established a better covenant upon better promises. And tithe was on the old covenant. We on the new covenant. We ought to be beyond tithe. Come on now. Because he said in 2 Corinthians, he give us grace to give. He multiply the seed sown. Come on. He's able to make all grace abound towards when we give. He said, then he tells you, if you sow sparingly, you're going to get a little. If you sow bountifully, you get a bountifully. Didn't he say it? And but we still hung up on Old Testament teaching. We can't obey that. And here we are under a new covenant established on better promises. And we ought to be beyond tithe. Tithes are 10% of your honor. And I'm so glad I got beyond that and plan on getting further. I'm working towards that psalm. I don't know how many have achieved that. I'm working towards the 90 giving away and living off the 10. If a fellow living off 10%, he's making pretty good money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I got beyond 10% years ago. Moving on up. Yes. Glory to God. How many of y'all moving? Do we have anybody in this house stuck tonight? We need to get you unstuck. Amen. Glory to God. Father, thank you. Thank you tonight, every one of you. I trust that the Spirit of God used me to say something that encouraged your heart, enlighten you, that inspired you to have a deep yearning and longing for the word of God, that you hunger and thirst for it like you never hunger and thirst for it before, that you will leave here and you will not let your Bible lay on the table all the rest of this week, and you might pick it up and bring it to church or you might not. I pray that you go home and you search out, you wrote down, and you say, I'm going to see it to what that pastor said is the truth. Holy Spirit, you know more truth than he does. I trust. And by the way, those of you that's viewing us, I trust that the Lord said some things tonight that really inspired you and to help you to see. And if you're viewing us and you're not sure about where you stand with God, let's just clear it up tonight, because it is God's will that all men be saved. It makes no difference. When I say all men, I mean mankind. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young. It doesn't matter how much you possess in land, property, and goods. It doesn't matter who you are, what color, what language you speak, if you understand what I'm saying. If you don't, I pray God send an interpreter to hear, but to you so you can understand and hear what he's saying. It's God's will that everybody be saved. And the greatest decision you can make, I don't care what kind of pressure you're under, what kind of good thing you think you're going, you got going. If you don't know Jesus, you're in trouble. You can change that tonight. You can change your falling, your failing situation into a victory shout of praise. Because the gospel is true. Jesus really came to this earth in human form, human flesh, died, as the scripture said. He really did. Rose again, and he now taking a seat at the right hand of God. And Paul wrote, and you can say it with me, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. For with heart man believes unto righteousness, the mouth confession made unto salvation. Say this with me. If you, that's you tonight. Lord Jesus, I believe you. I repent of my sins because I've been going my own way, doing my own thing. But tonight, Lord, you convicted my heart. My heart is convicted that I'm wrong. And so I repent. Jesus, forgive me. Come in my heart. Save me. I receive you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I am saved. Woo! Woo! Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I want all you got for me. So fill me too with your Holy Spirit that I may speak with other tongue and glorify you. Thank you for the precious.